Okay.
It's working now.
Yeah, it's working just fine. Well, since it's working, I'll go back and ask you.
Okay.
The same group of questions. Okay, the last thing we talked about yesterday was dog trot house. And did you have any kind of special name for a house? And we have the rooms and maybe three or more rooms that are all in a row right here. And you can just open the doors to each one and see right at the end of the house.
No, I never have heard of it. Mm-hmm.
You ever hear anybody use the term shotgun house?
No, I never have heard of that.
And what about a room that's in the house just for, like this room you're sitting in right now, one for relaxation and
family room or a den?
Mm-hmm, something like that. And what about an enclosed room that, say, is designed to receive maximum sunlight?
Just a studio, maybe.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. What about you have different kinds of bathrooms. You might have one that has only a commode and a laboratory or something like that. What would you call that?
Well, I'd have a bath.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about heating in the house you grew up in and cooling. How's this house heating and cooling?
This house here that I'm living in?
Right.
It's forced air, gas heating, and central air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of stove did you say you had in the house you grew up in?
We had a gas stove and also an electric stove.
What kind of stove now?
We have an electric stove.
Mm-hmm. What did your wife prefer to cook on, gas or electricity?
Electricity.
Gotcha. That's all my wife prefers, gas or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My mother-in-law used gas all her life, and then she decided she'd get her electric because her daughter likes it so much.
Do you have a name for a house that has a long hall like that? And then
call that an L-shaped house. I do.
And you would... Any houses in the city that you can think of that are really distinctive or unique? That are,
yeah, the home that run on WBAM. They have the Flintstone house.
Yeah.
Everything is stone. The outside walls are stone and the inside walls are stone.
I didn't know that.
You know, yeah. Outside and the inside wall, all the living room is stone in there. And it got a brick wall that's stone.
I really wasn't aware of that. Can you describe the shape of the house, how that thing's constructed?
It was kind of the best I can recollect, it just had all the room, the bedrooms and all the baths on the outside of the thing, and then the family room and all the living rooms on the inside.
See, we talked about different kinds of apartments the other day. What do you call them? Do you have any special name for an apartment, or do these things even exist in Montgomery where you have an apartment that covers the whole level, like the whole second floor or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the term flat ever used around here?
No, I've heard it on TV. Mm-hmm. But that's all I ever heard it.
Yeah, I've never heard it.
You know, there. Greenwich Village and Brooklyn and all that. They're talking about going up to their flat.
Yeah. Now, most apartment buildings usually have a man who does minor repairs and things like that. What is he usually called?
I always refer to it as a handyman.
Mm-hmm. You have a nice lawn and all out here. What's some of the kinds of equipment that you use to keep your lawn up?
Well, I got a lawnmower, a riding lawnmower, and a push lawnmower, and an edge around the driveway, and a curb mower, and I have a weed eater. I use that to cut around my pool.
Is that one of those things with the...
With a fishing line, nylon line, and it weighs 2 pounds, and I just carry it with one hand and just whip it around there.
It works pretty well?
It does pretty good. If you don't do too heavy a grass, you do, you burn it up.
You mentioned your push lawnmower. Is that is that manual or powered?
It's not a manual. It's got a motor on it, but it's not self-propelled. But a riding lawnmower.